You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, forgive before you see error. A number of years ago, I read something that stopped me in my tracks. It was from a book called The Disappearance of the Universe by Gary Renard. And I believe this book is based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles. The words were, forgive before you see error. And this single phrase has just remained with me. It's like it quietly changed the way I see the world. I mean, what does it mean to forgive before you see error? The first place my mind went to was parenting. Because as a parent, you often love your child long before you know anything about who they are, before they're even born, before you've named them. There is this unconditional yes. It's like it doesn't matter what they do, how they arrive, or what they need. You just love them because you love to love. It's like they're born to be loved by you. And not only that, you were born to be loving because, honestly, it feels good to love. And when the child comes into the world, you keep loving. Even when they scream, cry, poop, wake you up for the fifth time in one night, you love through it all. Helplessly, like water flowing downstream. Almost as if they're giving you an opportunity to discover that you're that good at loving. Then, of course, they grow, they make mistakes, they talk back, they might lie to you, or do or say something that hurts you. And it sucks, right? But still, the loving doesn't stop. Not necessarily because you think they earned it, or not because they apologized, although sometimes it might be nice if they do, but because you can't help it, because your love wasn't conditional to begin with. So I got to thinking, maybe that's what it means to forgive before you see error. That forgiving is not about, you know, waiting for someone to do something that's wrong or commit some mistake, and then you get to forgive them from some high horse. No, rather, it's to decide in advance that love, that your love, is stronger than whatever might happen, and to be so sure in your loving and the bigness of your loving that you know that you're going to forgive before anything could happen. It totally shakes up our old paradigm, right? The one that wants to measure right from wrong, have a sense of justice, what's forgivable and unforgivable. But this phrase, forgive before you see error, it poses this quiet question. It says, what if we chose to live a little differently? To begin with, I can forgive anything. Or even, I am ready to expand the boundaries of my forgiveness, of my okay zone. Because saying I am ready to love more and more is its own kind of power. It keeps the power centered in your heart, in your capacity to love. It doesn't dispatch that power in the hands of someone else who could potentially do something that pisses you off so badly that it screws up your love game, right? Because loving feels natural. Loving feels good to us. And this decision to know that you're always going to be someone who forgives or who's always going to be open to forgiveness, the willingness to forgive, it releases us from the exhausting job of judging and dividing. And truthfully, I mean, who'd ever thought that that was our job to begin with in the first place? I mean, I think of the Japanese phrase, "Nani-sama nano," like, what are you, a king, you know, a queen? You get to judge what's right and what's wrong, and you know, you get to sit on some high horse? No, rather, when I live from this space of, I'm no one to judge, who's to say, I don't know, I just know that I like to love, and I will give my everything to be willing to forgive because it aligns me to love. Then there's a sense of return, a lightness, a knowing that says, I am here to be love in motion. I'm not perfect. I'm learning, but I'm en route to becoming and being an embodied, loving person, a forgiving person, expanding day by day, chance by chance, spacious and soft. And that perspective alone changes everything. Because in letting go of the role of the judge, we make space for much, much bigger hearts to lead. And we begin to see, maybe we really are that big in heart. Thanks for listening again, you guys. And if this reflection stirred something in you, I'd love to invite you to visit my newly refreshed personal website. It's at maey.live. You'll find this episode there in blog format, along with many other pieces I've written that haven't and may never be turned into podcasts. They are unspoken moments of Kizukis, and they are seeds waiting to be found, maybe by you. And if this touched you, I would love it if you could please share it with someone that you love too. Until next time. Thank you for listening. Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's KIZUKIJOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.